Then to add breakfast later.
I can't stand that. I like to get up and move around a little bit at least.
I don't like to take coffee on an empty stomach before I have anything.
Coffee upsets me. Well, I smoke quite a bit too with a pipe, and then if I pour coffee on it, boy.
Well, he drinks coffee and then smokes cigarettes.
What do you call the time of day when the sun starts to appear?
Sunrise.
Sunrise?
The sunrise.
And about what time was it this morning that happened?
Well, I would say it must be about 5:30.
Then the sun...
When the sun rises.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure about that. Uh-huh.
The days are getting shorter again,
yes,
too, I guess. I hate that. I like these nice long days. How about the afternoon? Do you feed your animals in the afternoon? Or did you when you were up?
I would feed them in the evening. I still do in the winter, feed my cows in the evening and morning too.
Uh-huh. Any evening, about what time would that be?
Well, about dusk. It's not dark yet, you see.
Uh-huh. Is that after you've eaten your supper?
Well, of course, no, we fed them before supper. Fed them, they'd come in and eat.
What do you call that time of day when the sun just starts to disappear off in the west?
Sundown.
That's a pleasant time,
yes,
too.
It is. We don't have twilight here. My son, he lives at Houston. He lives right in a pine place, and they have a twilight hour, you know. After the sun goes down, you can't see him.
Uh-huh. You like those pines?
Yeah, I really love them.
He
has 35 pines in his front yard.
Huh.
And they're at least a foot through.
Huh. Was it hot down there?
Well, it didn't register any hotter than here, but it seemed hotter because it was more humid.
Uh-huh.
As we neared Oklahoma City, the captain said, it's 97 degrees in Oklahoma City. But you know, when I got off the plane, I was expecting it to be very hot because it's about 91 or 3 at Houston. But you know, it wasn't as hot because we had a breeze.
Uh-huh.
That helped.
Boy, it's been sticky and muggy in Stillwater. We were down.
I always did think Stillwater is the hottest place in the state.
Boy, it's hot.
We used to go up there, you know, when we have our farm meetings there in August. We used to go up there and stay 2-3 days.
It
was always hot.
We were in Dallas, not this past weekend, but the one before. It was fairly cool down there. It was hot, but it was dry and there was a good breeze.
What do you think about the foot and a half rain near Dallas the other day?
I think we left just in time.
That'd have been terrible, didn't it?
Yeah, we came home Monday night. We left there about 7 o'clock, about 6:30, I guess. As soon as we got over the Arbuckles, it was much hotter.
Yeah.
We stopped for gas. And it was hot and humid and sticky. What did you call your cows to get them to come in from pasture?
We always said, Sook!
And they'd come running.
They'd come.
Same thing for calves? Or did you call them something else?
No, the same thing. Okay. Sook.
And if you wanted to get them to stand still when you were milking, what did you tell them?
Well, I don't know.
If a leg was in your way, did you say anything to them? Heist or?
No.